When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on D&D&D.
Are those beds?
There are elaborate beds as part of the treasure hoard.
Oh my god, there's just enough for all of us.
You guys rest until you are lurched awake by a loud boom.
We should definitely formulate a plan real fast because we're about to be fighting a dragon.
I don't think we should fight the dragon. It's the lich.
If anyone was wronged in this, it was Madeiris, and Ivacome is to blame.
You go into this next room. You're standing on a platform that's opening up to this massive spherical opening. At the very bottom, there is lava. At the very top, it is closed off. In the center of it is this magnificent, violent, magical portal. Around this portal is flying a massive golden dragon.
Whoa.
Its claws are all bared. It's screaming and firing off fire at another figure that is flying around it, trying to shoot spells at the dragon itself. This is Ivacome.
Wow.
Ivacome is holding up a shield that is cracked.
Does the piece we have look like the piece missing?
Yes.
Dude, you should frisbee that fucking mirror shard over to him.
No, you shouldn't. Wait, no. Then he's gonna win.
Ivacome's gaze turns in your direction. You see a ghastly duplication of his image spread out from him until you are looking at 9 ghostly images of him.
I turn to Madeiris and say, hi!
You see the giant head of Madeiris turn in your direction. You recognize the kind eyes of the man. He looks at your direction, Fletch, and he says back to you, rejoin the mirror!
Guys, he said rejoin the mirror.
That's what I said!
Yeah, no,
that seems crazy to me, but
I'm with you, Zebs.
Well, we just gotta take the mirror from Ivacome, and then once it's in our possession, then we can rejoin it, and then it'll be fine.
That's all you have to do.
That's all we have to do. All right, and then I take the mirror shard, and I shine it at one of the 9 ghosts. And
nothing happens.
Damn it.
So what's this room look like? Is there a floor?
There is a floor far below you. However, it appears as though Ivacome and his ghosts are floating or flying. You don't know how. Madeiris is absolutely flying. He has wings. That's not hard to figure out. It is a big spherical arena, and in the center of it is this portal, and Madeiris is flying around the portal, seemingly to protect it. And you have Ivacome Prime. In the distance between him and you are the 8 Ivacome ghosts.
I'm assuming that there's a perineum? Is that a word?
Perineum? That's on the body.
Is that like around the butthole?
Isn't that,
that's your
that
gooch.
Like a dick?
Yeah, is that the gooch? Didn't we just have this conversation?
Perimeter.
That's
the perimeter, which is the word that I wanted
perimeter.
To say.
Yeah.
Not the perineum.
Just a little bit.
It's an uneven stone surface, so there are kind of little outcroppings and things.
But there's really not a lot of platforming for us to run around and walk on.
No, this was definitely made for...
for flying.
This exists for a dragon. This is not made for you.
Oh, nuts.
You are unable to discern currently by just looking at it if there's any way for you to interact with the space in the air.
And there's just 9 ghost cats floating in front of us.
There are 8 ghosts, and 1 that has some physicality to him.
You guys, I'm kind of like a punch grandma. I don't know what I could do here.
You know what? I bet if we put the mirror shards together, because that's like what each part of his soul's in, right? Because he's a lich. I bet that's the only way we can kill him, if he's all in one piece.
The mirror shards and his soul are not related.
I thought they were.
Am I wrong?
No, the phylactery. I'm with you.
Well, we need to put the mirror back together. That's all I know.
And I grab my brand new rope of binding. How far away is the shield?
30 or 40 yards from where you are now.
Ooh.
I put my rope back in my pocket because I don't think I can lasso quite that far.
Wait, but it can be any length you need.
Sure, but I'm only so strong.
Yeah.
The length don't matter if you can't toss it far enough.
Okay.
I don't know what to do!
And I take out the Dragonheart locket and cast Firebolt at the closest ghost.
Okay.
17.
That'll get him. Dispels damage, increases, but you reach... So roll 2d10.
2d10. I rolled an 8.
You open up your Dragonheart locket and a bolt of fire erupts from it in the direction of the nearest ghost, Ivakome. It smashes into his chest and knocks it down. You see the ghost kind of bounce against as if there's ground underneath him. He kind of like tumbles behind him as if he fell backwards onto something with ground, and he gets up on one knee and is like pressing up as if he's standing up off of ground. It is now Flak's turn. Flagetti, what are you doing?
How far away is the real Ivakome?
30 to 40 yards.
Fuck me.
It's a big space.
And he's in the air?
He's in the air.
I think we've got an airship type situation going on here, guys.
That's what it sounds like.
Can I make a tiny action?
Sure.
Tiny action.
I get down at the edge of the precipice that we're standing on, and mm-hmm. I use my hand to touch the ground in front of it, the air in front of it, to see if there's ground.
When you think, is there ground, you feel as though you are touching ground.
When I think, is there ground?
Yes. Like when your brain, when Marjorie is like, there might be ground here, you feel ground.
So we think there's ground in the air?
If you think that there's ground in the air, it appears that yes.
Watch, and I stand where I think there's ground.
You do.
Looking up, there's an Ivakome flying around with a dragon, right?
Yes.
What is below them?
A massive spherical opening that at the bottom of which there is lava.
That'd be a pretty big risk.
You told me there was ground. You didn't tell me there was lava down there.
There is some ground and there is some lava.
Fuck.
Well, what I did was a little crazier.
You could do the acorn test. Throw some acorns out there. See if they stay.
Acorns can't believe.
Acorns can't believe.
Acorns
this is true.
Believe.
I'm going to skip my turn.
Okay.
While I try to figure something out.
Okay. It goes to Zabbis. Zabbis, it's you. There are three of the ghost Ivakomes, including the one that Marjorie wounded, are approaching you. They are actively coming towards you. There is another wave of three behind them, and then two additional ones behind those, the dragon and the portal, and then the Ivakome Prime.
I'm going to cast Eldritch Blast at the ghosts closest to me.
Okay.
16.
16 will miss.
Yeah.
16 will miss these creatures. Your beams fly past them harmlessly, exploding into the other end of this cavern after some distance. It is now Juno's turn.
Juno sees Margarin standing on nothing with lava below. He's not fucking stepping out there. Hell no. no way.
That makes sense for Juno.
He's gonna cast Guiding Bolt at one of the closest ghosts.
Okay.
It says make a ranged spell attack.
Yep, so that's d20 plus 7 for you.
Plus 7, okay. It's 1.
Yep, that'll miss.
Yeah, very very glad I didn't step anywhere. What is anything else catastrophic happen to me?
You roll another 20, Juno.
Oh, okay. The different dice. 16.
Okay, you narrowly miss Margarine with your Guiding Bolt, but you also miss all of the ghosts. It is now Madeiris' turn, so the dragon with a great...
Wait, can I jump back in?
Yes, you can.
There's a imaginary dragon that was hit by...
There's a ghost, Ivakome, that was hit by a firebolt.
I will attack that guy.
Okay.
with a psionic blast.
Okay.
Can I do it? It's a 30-foot cone. Can I do it in a way that doesn't get the rest of the team?
Yes,
in
for
that
sure.
Cone?
Yeah, you can. I would like to do that. Cone, absolutely.
Can I do it in a way that gets other ghosty comes in there?
You could get one other one. For sure, one other one.
I'll
maybe,
do that.
Maybe two.
Okay, each creature in the area must make a dex saving throw.
All right, I'll give you a chance at that third one with a dex with advantage. How about that?
Yeah.
They
just
all
on
failed.
The third one?
Two ones.
Oh. Ah.
Two ones
great.
And a five.
Wow. Wow, the target takes 5d8 force damage, is pushed 20 feet away from me, and is knocked prone.
Fall over, ghosts.
Okay, so 5d8 damage.
This will apply to all of them. It will not. You don't have to do individual.
19 damage.
The one that was hurt by the firebolt tumbles back again as if hitting some ground and then bursts apart in a shower of green-like sparks. The other two are also blown backwards and seem as though they are tumbling along ground. They get up slowly, appearing to do so with great effort. It is now Medeiros' turn. He is going to roar, and he is going to reestablish the magical barrier around himself.
Oh, fuck.
And then he is going to call out to you, Fletch, and he is going to say in Draconic, believe and walk freely.
Haha.
All right, guys, Medeiros just said believe and walk freely.
Oh, you believe him?
Well, he just confirmed what you were saying. It's just confirmation. Margarine was right this whole
time.
Look
at me.
Also, he's a dragon.
Yeah, he can fly. But he's believable.
So can I!
You're a bird,
what's
it's true.
What's different between me and a dragon, really?
She is standing on nothing. I just don't know if I can muster belief.
That's your whole thing, though. You believe in a
Here,
cow god.
I believe that if I just dump all these nuts out of this bag, that they'll land on solid ground.
You dump out an enormous pile of nuts from the bag. Zabbis, you now have cover. You can hide behind this pile of nuts. So that
These
gives you a
nuts?
As long as yeah, as long as you are hiding behind them, you have a +2 bonus to your armor class thanks to D's nuts.
Yeah.
Just want to know: did any science equipment also come out? And did any
yeah,
of it?
Some shit for sure.
Okay, but Timmy? Nothing like reacted or exploded.
No. It's just clanging against the ground. Mikey and Timmy did not come out. It is Ivacome's turn. The ghosts that are closest to you, the two that look pretty rough, as well as the other one that is the next wave of them, they are all going to, in unison, it appears as if they are all acting as one, raise their hands and cast. Zabbis recognizes this motion and these words as magic missile. This collection of three magical bolts fly at all of you. There's one for each of you. One little grouping of magical bolts hits all of you. You feel the impact of this force. You take 12 damage apiece. Fletch's turn.
I have a couple of questions for you.
Yes.
Ivacome, how high is he up in the air?
From the floor?
From our vantage point.
Oh, from your perspective, he's probably 10 feet up. From you.
Okay, and how high is the dragon? How high is Medeiros?
About eye level.
Okay.
Like, if you look out straight, you're looking at Medeiros and the portal, and Ivacome is, like, up slightly higher to the right.
Ivacome is higher?
Yes.
Oh. How high can I jump?
How high can you believe that you can jump?
Yeah.
I believe I can fly.
I am inspired by Medeiros' words. And so I look at Pete, he looks at me, and we nod, and we both charge at Ivacome.
The real one or the closest ghost?
No, the real one.
You leap into the air, and as your foot comes down, you feel a solid ground underneath you.
Yes.
So you can kind of like make these bounding jumps, and you get 30 feet closer to Ivacome Prime. You are now above the ghosts. So the ghosts are like of a level with the platform that the team was on. They were coming right at you. You jumped up. You are now above everybody else, 30 feet closer to Ivacome Prime. You are now only about 20 to 25 yards away from him.
You're playing 3D chess.
Yeah, it's a It is. It is a three-dimensional space, which is really fun to try to describe using only words.
Wow, yeah. Okay, so I can make one more action, right? Because I
you
ran.
Can make, you could still do two attacks, or one action that is not an attack. You cannot move anymore.
I can't move, right. Okay, so I want to... Am I close enough to, like... Can I swing down at any of the ghosts?
Sure. If you want to swing down, you could swing down.
Well, I'm trying to, like... I want to see if I can, like, hit a ghost.
Sure.
Okay, so I want to take a swipe at the nearest ghost to me with Eagle Strike.
Okay.
10.
10 will miss.
Okay.
But you jump down. You kind of just let yourself... It's you kind of just let yourself fall. You just like, I want to jump down, and you just kind of do. You fall down to the level that this ghost was. You fall about 10 feet, landing next to him, and you swing your sword, but the ghost dodges out of the way and kind of looks at you and sneers and, like, has a very smug look on his face. And the rest of you notice that all of the other ghosts have the same look. They all turn their heads as if they are looking at Fletch and have the same look on their face. You have another attack, but you cannot move anymore.
So then I will take my Stormtail bow and take a shot at Ivakome.
Okay.
Prime,
the main one. Oh, 19, 24.
Okay, 24 will hit for sure.
12.
This bolt slams into Ivakome Prime. There is a roar, a very guttural roar of pain as this electricity kind of vibrates throughout Ivakome Prime. He takes a reaction, throwing a spell at you. You take 15 fire damage as a firebolt comes back your way.
Damn.
His hit for 15 and my hit for 8?
I mean, he's a lich. Now, when I hit Prime, did the other ghosts react like Prime did?
They made the same scream. Yeah.
They're all connected. Okay.
They are all connected, it would appear. It is now Margarine's turn. Margarine, you are seemingly floating.
I summon all of the old person confidence I have. There's not a single drop of self-doubt. I don't care about anything anymore. And so I believe in myself fully. And I just charge forward. And it works. I'm trying... Okay, I want to get as close as possible to Prime. Ivakome Prime.
You get closer. You charge. You're within about 20 yards now. You're within about 40 feet.
40 feet?
Yeah, there is a ghost not far from you. Fletch is also not far from you.
Yeah, I'm going to keep up with Fletch. I don't want to be alone.
Just wave.
That's as close as you can get in this 6-second span.
I don't think that I can lasso from here. And so I'm going to knife at the closest ghost.
Okay.
Would that be the one that Fletch missed?
That would be the one that Fletch just missed, yes.
I get him. Don't worry, I'll get him.
I believe in you, Marge.
18.
18 will hit, yep.
I get him.
So I have a knife of Galadoy. Thank you, Malik. This is a... I'm going to do radiant damage. No, I'm not. I'm going to sneak attack. Boy, it's been a minute since I've hit anybody with a sword. 12 sneak attack.
Okay.
8 piercing damage. 6.
So 26 total.
Yes.
Including 6 radiant damage.
Nice.
You shove your knife of Galadoy up into this ghost that is distracted by looking at Fletch. You shove it up into his back. There is a screech. All of the ghosts and Ivakome Prime all screech in pain. Margarine, you feel the knife go in as if you're stabbing a flesh and blood person. And then this ghost erupts in the same shatter of green sparks that you saw from the previous ghost that was destroyed.
By me.
Yes, there are now only 6 ghosts remaining, 1 or 2 of which are looking pretty rough, and then there is Ivakome Prime, who looks incredibly pissed off. He is going to take a reaction spell against you, Margarine. Take 15 fire damage as you are blasted with a firebolt.
Jesus.
Oh. It is now Flak's turn. Flagetti, what are you up to?
If I believe, can I get within 60 feet of Ivakome Prime?
Yes.
I believe. I run over there.
Okay, you pass by a couple of the ghosts who are going to take opportunity attacks against you. They miss, however. They fire
Fuck,
off
yeah,
spells, and they explode behind you as you run away in a very cool image of Flaggetti.
I imagine they miss because they're doing like double takes, being like, what the fuck is that?
Yes. Flaggetti bounding through.
The spaghetti's just flying all over the fort and shit.
The ruffles of the clown costume billowing in the breeze as these spells erupt behind you.
I forget, do I use my fork to do my spells?
Yes, now you do.
Okay.
And you change out the sauce depending on the element.
Flaggetti runs all the way up to where Fletch is.
Okay, you can get there, yep.
And skids to a stop 60 feet away. From Evacome Prime.
Yep.
We're 30 feet away.
Yeah, you're a little bit closer if you go up to Fletch.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said that Fletch was 20 yards
away.
Well,
yeah, like 20 yards. Yeah, so, yeah, Mike, you misunderstood. I'm mixing up measurements. I should stick to feet.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just easier for me to picture stuff in terms of a football field.
Sure.
Oh, that is just you. Flaggetti gets there and winds up his fork and points it at Evacome and casts Polymorph.
Oh. Okay.
To turn Evacome Prime into a turtle.
Into a turtle?
Just a little turtle.
A turtle!
So, an unwilling creature must make a wisdom saving throw to avoid the effect.
You're gonna try to... He's an all-powerful magician.
Dude.
Yeah, he... definitely avoids the effect. What happens is you cast this spell,
no.
A spectral magical noodle erupts from the spaghetti fork and wiggles its way at Evacome Prime. He turns and raises the mirror shield that he had been focusing on Medeiros and blocks your spaghetti noodle and redirects it back at you. Make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Spaghetti clown, no.
I'm not a wise man.
You might not be a man in a second.
Oh,
oh no.
Oh, he made a face, you guys. He's gonna be a little turtle.
Blood turtle.
Three.
Oh! You all watch as Flaggetti turns into a small turtle, but still has the mask and nose.
Yeah. Oh, so cute.
Oh,
but the turtle's
God.
Like, fall. Like those... the turtle still believes it's on the ground, right?
I don't know if that's true, man.
You don't know if the turtle believes?
Whose brain do you have?
The new form, the target's game statistics, I am now the target, including mental ability scores, are replaced by the statistics of the chosen beast.
Oh, God.
Do you have, like, stats for a turtle?
I'm assuming the turtle cannot believe in things.
Did you mean like a tiny turtle?
I meant a tiny turtle.
Okay.
So we are asking the question, can a turtle believe in God? Can a turtle have faith?
Literally me casting this was under the belief that as a turtle, Evacome would not be able to believe.
Oh, no.
Oh.
James.
Fletch, you're right next to him.
Yeah, right.
Here's what I will do then. I will give Fletch a reaction to try to catch the turtle as Turtle Getty falls.
You saved him from falling. Maybe he can save you now.
You're there too.
What's the roll? I just rolled a 16, so what do I add to it?
Dexterity saving throw.
Dexterity saving throw?
Yeah. You're trying to save.
23.
23 is pretty good, though.
23, you can grab him. Yeah, I'll let you grab him.
Thanks.
You do drop. It's like you're running downstairs.
Oh, no. So I just watched Flaggetti run and be a badass and slide up next to me and wheel his fork, shoot a spell, and then get turned into a turtle, and I grabbed him. And then I just, like, kind of look at him and say, oh... Well, now this is two layers of transformations. I feel bad for you, son. And then I put him on my shoulder.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
How long does that spell last?
Yeah.
How long does it last?
Is there duration? Up to 1 hour.
Oh,
Christ.
or if I get reduced to zero hit points with my turtley hit points.
What is your turtley hit points?
Let me see if there's...
I don't know, man. You got turtle stats?
It's my turn next, right?
Yeah, Mike, I wouldn't put him on your shoulder. He's a turtle. He's just going to go into his shell and fall.
I go into my shell.
Two.
Your hit
I have two hit points.
Wait, okay, just we're assuming that this form has the protection of the heat, of course.
Yeah.
Well, I'm next, so I'm going to cast Enhance Ability.
On the turtle?
That's a second level spell, though, so... you could get real fucked up right now. I'm just letting you know.
What does Enhance Ability do to a turtle?
D100.
It's going to give me, like, constitution of a fucking lion or some shit.
Holy shit. Wow, you got lucky. I rolled a 21.
Wow.
I'm going to give you advantage on constitution, and you also gain 2d6 temporary hit points.
Yes, that is true. Roll those d6.
4. I now have 6 total hit points.
Okay. Fantastic. It is now Juno's turn.
Thanks, Sabs.
Yeah.
Juno's belief that he should stay here has been confirmed seeing this happen to Flagetti. Bad things happen when you go out there. He's gonna stay. And there are still ghosts coming towards
yes,
me.
Yes, indeed. The two closest to you look in rough shape, and there is another wave behind them.
Okay. Juno's going to cast Spectral Weapon, and forming next to one of these ghosts is one of those, like, tall, like, galvanized metal milk cans.
Oh, sure.
And it's just going to, like, whack it across the head.
Okay. Roll your to hit.
23.
Okay, yeah, 23 will hit.
5 damage. Only 5 damage. But as a bonus action, I can move the weapon to repeat the attack against a creature within 5 feet of it. So I'll move the weapon to the nearest Iwakome ghost and repeat the attack using inspiration, because that was a bad, bad roll. 18.
18 will hit.
7.
You conjure this magical milk jug in the space out near the ghosts that are closest to you, swinging in one direction and knocking this ghost a couple feet to the side, swinging back in the other direction where you obliterate the other ghost in the same brilliant shower of sparks that you have seen from the other ones. So there are now only 5 ghosts in Iwakome Prime, one of which looks really rough, can barely even get back up after you knocked it over. It is now Madeiras' turn. Here's the thing. Madeiras is a genius, eternal being who is very magical, and he saw what happened to Fleck.
Mm-hmm.
And because it doesn't make sense for me not to do this from a character perspective,
mm-hmm,
he's going to cast Dispel Magic on you.
That's nice.
Could we have
Do
just
I
done
have to
that?
Roll?
We could have done that, yeah.
I see.
I'm going to make you roll this check, though, James. So you roll a charisma saving throw.
Okay.
And we'll see if you can defeat this magical effect.
I'm getting tied up in double negatives here. Yep. He's casting Dispel Magic, and I'm doing a wisdom saving throw. Wouldn't a success mean that I avoided the spell magic?
No. If you have a success, then the magic will be dispelled.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I got a dirty 20.
Yes. The dirty 20 will just barely do it.
Ooh.
That is the roll you needed.
To dispel what?
To dispel the polymorph.
Just the polymorph?
Just the polymorph. Don't You're
get
still
greedy.
Spaghetti clown. Don't get greedy.
He's a what? He's a fucking magical being. I thought maybe.
He only knows you as Flagetti, dude.
Wait, shit, you're on my shoulder.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, how we kind of sink a little bit?
You tumble to the ground and you fall down like...
I believe!
Yeah, there's a moment where you're falling before you slam into the illusion of ground. But you are tangled up in a mass of Fletch and Flack. Fletch, you get a little saucy.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
But you
sorry.
You're no longer eternal. But that is what Madeiras does on his turn. He continues to circle the portal. It is now Iwakome's turn. Let's see if all of those ghosts, the remaining 5 ghosts, are successful in their magic missiles. Two of them are Juno and Flaggetti. You get blasted with magic missiles from the ghosts for 17 damage. Ivacombe Prime is going to cast a spell on the platform where Zabbis and Juno still reside. You guys must make a constitution saving throw as a noxious cloud fills the space.
Wow.
Do I still have disadvantage?
Yes, you do.
Ugh.
12.
12 won't do it.
17.
17 will not do it, and a 12 certainly will not. You guys are choked with poisonous fumes for 32 damage.
What?
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Eva fucking Kome. Oh my god.
Yeah, you guys are fighting a lich.
Good thing we took that little nap.
It is now Fletch's turn. Fletch, you are tangled up in Flaggetti.
Ugh.
There is no ghost near you. You are, what did I say, about 45, about 60 feet from Ivacome Prime. A little bit further now that you've fallen. So call it 70 or 80 feet.
Okay. I kind of like free myself from Flaggetti. Say, hey, man, I'm glad you're back to being human form instead of a turtle.
Thanks. Me too.
Yeah. And then, is how far away from me is, or how far from us is Madeiras?
You're closer to Madeiras than you are to Ivacome. You're probably 30 to 40 feet from Madeiras, from the edge of his like protective barrier. There is a, you can feel, even at the distance that you are, you can feel the force of, it's hard to tell what, of him flying or of his protective barrier or from the immense power within this portal. You can definitely feel like there's something coming from that direction that is an intense amount of energy, as if it is as if you're standing next to, like, standing not far from, like, a turbine of some kind, like a jet engine almost.
Okay. I want to yell out to Madeiras and say, hey, would you allow me to hop on your back?
I can't give up the portal. I can't risk him getting inside.
Gotcha. All right, never mind. And then I get up and I start running towards Ivacome again, and run as close as I can.
You get within about 10 or 15 feet. You're still slightly below him.
If I jump straight up and believe that I land on ground, can I just
go hop? Up? Just vertical?
Yeah, just go up. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I can? Okay, yeah. I take a big jump.
Okay, you take roll athletics.
Okay.
Just to see.
12.
Okay, you take a jump. It's not quite as big as you'd hoped, but you're pretty much of a level with him. If you stare straight out, you're like looking at his like belly.
Okay. Got his belly. So I'm just going to take some shots with my Stormtail bow.
Great.
24.
That'll hit.
For one of them. 12. For damage. And then I got a nat 1.
On damage, it's just a 1.
No. I just rolled my second attack.
Oh, on the
attack.
Next hit. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Ooh. It's going to kick you in the eye, dude.
You fire,
it's gonna hit
your bolt at Ivacome Prime. He raises up the first one hits. The second one, however, he gets his mirror shield up in time, and it reflects back at you.
It reflects a bolt?
It's a lightning bolt. It's
lightning.
Magical.
Okay. That
and
makes sense.
And you take...
I can't lift my mirror shard up real quick and try to reflect it at him. Because now we got...
You got
it's like
dueling
two Fox McClouds. Yeah.
Yeah, just bounce.
Make a dexterity saving throw. Let's see if you can do it.
Okay.
You did get a 1, but I'll let you do this because that does make sense.
Thank you. I got 21.
Sure. Okay.
It's higher than that. It's 23. I got dex 9 plus 9 on saving throws. That's nuts.
You do reflect this back at him. He is able to...
How many rounds of Pong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sends it back, and it increases intensity.
Makes Uh-oh. Sense. That makes yeah. sense.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it again, then.
Okay.
It's like that Rick Buster game or whatever.
Nah, dude, it's the end of Ocarito time.
Yeah.
Stormtail's fighting Ganon here.
Oh, God, yeah.
18?
18 will not do it.
Oh no. Shit!
Yeah, you take...
It put Link sound in here.
You take 37 damage, and this lightning bolt slams into you, and you are thrown back about 15 feet, giving you even more distance from both Flagetti and Margarine. So you guys, Margarine, Flagetti, and Fletch, are kind of arrayed around Ifakome Prime. Zavis and Juno are still in this noxious cloud on the platform where the other ghosts are approaching you. It is now Margarine's turn. Margarine, what do you do?
We gotta get the shield out of his hands. And he's just a dumb wizard.
Oh, this is a bad idea. Margarine's gonna run as close as she can to Ifakome Prime. And that's going to get her, what, within 20 feet?
Yeah, 20, little under 20.
I'm going to use the rope of binding. And I have a faint memory of successfully lassoing Zavis, like 2 days ago. And then it feels like the memory got wiped away, and I failed the second time. But I still have some kind of an understanding of how to lasso, so I tie this rope. It becomes exactly what I need it to be, and I'm gonna try to loop this thing around the shield to gank it back.
Okay.
I'm gonna use my inspiration. 19.
19. You get the lasso close enough to fall over the mirror shield. However, with his other hand, Ifakome grabs the rope and sends a burst of this dark purplish energy down the rope into you. Make a constitution saving throw.
This is Grassel's way of saying he's done with D&D. He's just gonna murder us all.
Hey everybody, Grassel here with a few quick announcements, and then we're going to get you right back to it. Thanks so much for listening to episode 103 of D&D&D. Be sure to follow us on social media at D&D&D Pod on Twitter and D&D&D Pod on Instagram, or email us at dndndpod@gmail.com. I want to say thank you to some of our patrons. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Dan Chief. Thank you, Allie. Thank you, Justine. And thank you, Cody. Thank you to all of our patrons who support us over at patreon.com/dndndpod. If you want to find out more information about how you can support us, go to that website. Again, that is patreon.com/dndndpod. We have one more episode in Season 3, by far our longest season so far. We recorded almost twice as many sessions for this season as we did as the previous two. But we're finally coming to the end, and that means another DNDND discussion episode. If you have a question for us, go ahead and email us. Or I think we're going to have a subreddit thread soon as a place for people to leave questions as well. So that is reddit.com/r/dndndpod. Someone, I think, is going to get that up soon. So keep an eye out for that thread if you don't want to email us. The deadline for questions will be September 18th. So be sure to get your questions in before then. That's September 18th. It's a Friday. I think that's it for me. So thanks, everybody. Do what's fun. Okay, you take 18 cold damage. You feel a frigid cold in your body, and you are frozen in place.
Oh, so I can't hide.
You cannot. You cannot move. It is now Flack's turn. Flagetti, what are you doing?
Cool.
Flagetti is Flagetti once more.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
You have the memory of what it was like to be a turtle.
How was it? What did Flagetti feel about that?
You know, actually safe.
Safe?
On Fletch's shoulder?
They breathe out of their butts.
Man,
Is the rope still around the shield?
Yeah. It's all frozen.
Is the rope frozen? Still got that purple shit?
Yes. It's still radiating throughout it, but you can see underneath it looks like ice.
Yeah, I'm going to try to cast Dispel Magic on the rope.
Okay.
Any spell of third level or lower on the target ends. For each spell of fourth level or higher, I make an ability check using my spell casting ability, and the DC equals 10 plus the spell's level.
Right.
So I make a ability check using my spell casting ability, and my spell casting ability is...
Charisma.
So it's just the... Plus four?
Yeah.
18.
Ooh, so close.
Fuck! It's a level 9
fucking spell?
Technically a legendary action.
If only you had bardic inspiration.
A legendary action?
A legendary action, so I will count it as a ninth level spell, because it is a legendary action.
All right.
It is now Zabus' turn. Zab, wait, let me, I need to look up.
Yeah, does this cloud keep doing shit to us?
You have to make another constitution save.
Me?
Yep. And you can also make a wisdom save to see if you are no longer frightened. Do that first.
Six.
Six doesn't do it. You still are frightened. Make a constitution save now with disadvantage.
This is fucked, guys. Oh, no. Seven.
You watched us fight a static mushroom and fail. So, and then the next thing you put us up against is a lich.
Did you just, like, get a taste for it when I almost died?
I rolled bad rolls. You're lucky, Chels.
Thank God.
15. You take 15 poison
damage. I have
damage.
One hit point left, everybody.
You have what?
Seven. I have one hit point left.
Did you say poison?
Yeah.
So is that going to continue to hurt?
No.
Poison means nothing in D&D.
It means less than in, like, Pokemon, for instance.
I've got 14 HP, so yeah, we're real low over here.
I guess I'm going to cast this Armor of Agathys on myself. It's a level 1 warlock spell. I'm going to give myself some 5 temporary hit points. And if a creature hits me with a melee attack while I have these hit points, they take 5 cold damage.
Great. You do that, a shimmering purplish armor appears around Zabus' Juno. You can perceive this a little bit through the fog around you.
I'm going to go out. I want to back up a little bit.
Out back in the direction that you came? Or out into the 3D sphere
away
arena?
Away from all the shit that's happening.
Okay, Zabus books it back down the hallway a little bit out of the cloud kill. It is now Juno's turn. Juno, you also have to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, boy. I really hope, for the sake of everyone else, so I can heal them, that this does not go badly. 10.
10's not going to do it. You take 20 damage.
Oh, fuck. 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 I pass out. I'm at 0.
Wait, why didn't we get healed? Did you not heal us?
He had to react to the cloud kill first, and it knocked him out.
There's an almighty dragon who's not helping.
Well, it's his turn now. Okay. And
he's our ace in the hole.
Yes. He is going to cast...
Redo.
He's going to cast Redo. No, he is going to cast Cure Wounds on Juno.
Could he also move me out of the place? Because if I'm still in that goddamn cloud, it's going to happen again.
Well, he can't move you.
Can't you move?
I was going to on my turn.
He rolled very good rolls for his cure wounds. You are healed for 37. 37!
Wow, Medeiros.
Big heals.
Good.
And he screams out in Draconic. Only Fletch is able to understand. Get out of the cloud!
It is a problem that we are still in it.
It is now back up to Ivacome. There is going to be, from the 4 or 5 remaining magic missile folks, one, they all miss except for one, who, with all of his magical force, fires his magic missiles at Flaggetti.
Uh-oh.
Take 20 damage as a cluster of magical bolts slam into you, and now it is Ivacome Prime. Ivacome Prime utters a word that reverberates throughout this space.
Fuck!
Fletch, you're stunned by this word. You make a constitution saving throw.
My constitution is high. Dirty 20.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah.
You shake it off.
What was the word?
Briefly dumbfounded. It was unrecognizable.
Okay, I don't know what it was.
It was a magical word that you could not discern the origin or meaning of, but you were briefly dumbfounded, though now you are fine. Fletch, it's your turn. You could get to him now.
Yeah, with my 14 HP, Gressel, you could die right now, is basically what you're saying. I run back to where Flaghetti is. How far away back is he?
Not too far.
Okay, I run back, and for one of my actions, I have Flaghetti, can I eat some of your spaghetti? I need some healing.
Here's some Flaghetti spaghetti.
All right, roll a D8.
8? Nice.
Yeah, you're healed for 8.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then I, from where I am, I take out the hilt of the Leatherman, and I think really hard, and I transform the hilt of the Leatherman into a boomerang.
Okay.
And we've got the rope still on the mirror, right?
Yes.
Marjorie, get ready.
Can't hear anything.
Can't hear anything. Frozen in ice.
Oh, Marjorie's straight up frozen?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm here, though. I just fed you.
What?
I'm here, though.
Yeah, well, she has the rope, and the whole thing
I'm
was
all
I was going to...
Well,
watch this, and then I take the boomerang, and I target the mirror, because I don't think he can reflect...
A boomerang?
A boomerang throw.
Good call.
So I chuck it as hard as I can.
Okay, roll a ranged attack, since I'll give you proficiency on that, so whatever you add to your...
Maybe dex?
To hit, yeah. Dex and proficiency.
13.
Yeah, you fling the hilt of the Leatherman boomerang in the direction of Vivekome, and it, a little bit too much juice on it, it just kind of loops around him and comes back to you.
Marjorie's frozen eyes just follow the boomerang. Body can't move, but eyes looking.
Dang it, I forgot to Z-target.
Marjorie, you feel the heat of the volcano start to thaw the ice that is magically formed around you. You are free of this paralyzing effect. You have the lasso still around the mirror. What do you do?
Oh my god, I'd stop believing in the ground.
Wait, was she holding the rope? The lasso?
It's tied?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so...
Oh.
Wait, so it's tied to the...
It's tied to the shield.
Tied to the mirror shard.
And I'm holding it.
First of all, inspiration.
Yes!
Nice.
Marjorie plummets, having stopped believing in the ground. Strength, not this wizard's strong suit. No pun intended. Ifakome is unable to hold on to the mirror shield as Marjorie's weight and the force of gravity pulls it from his grasp. However, Marjorie, you are plummeting, and you fall a significant, significant distance.
I'm also smart enough to believe in the ground before I hit lava.
Okay, roll an intelligence saving throw to see if you can believe in the ground.
That?
Or wisdom saving throw to see if you are, if you can catch yourself.
Man, my intelligence and wisdom are so different. If you had allowed me to do intelligence, then this would have been a 17, but because it's a wisdom, it is a 13.
You're gonna get a little bit of lava.
I'm gonna get a little bit of lava?
I'm the one
who doesn't want it.
You're gonna get a little bit of lava.
I'm
as
the one
treat.
On the team who's not into that. Oh, God.
But you're lucky. I rolled bad damage rolls. Take take 16 fire damage as
Shit.
You catch yourself just as...
What's your HP?
You're about to fall into the lava.
My HP is now 5.
Oh. The mirror shield clangs to the imaginary or illusory ground near you.
Great.
It is now Flaghetti's turn.
I'm just going to do psionic blast at Ivakome.
Okay. Great.
Oh, wait a minute. Ivakome doesn't have a fucking mirror anymore?
No, he doesn't.
Get him.
Man. I'm going to cast Polymorph on Ivakome.
Not again.
Yes. And turn him into a fucking turtle.
No.
Oh, James.
Oh, Flaghetti's a bitter man.
Turn me into a turtle. I'll turn you into a turtle. I mean, I guess he can still... He's still making his wisdom saving throw. Fuck.
Yeah.
But at least he can't turn around on me anymore.
Nat 20 on the saving throw.
Oh my gosh, damn it.
He doesn't want a turtle.
He is unaffected by your polymorph, your spiteful polymorph.
I'm going to use my bonus action
okay. To
cast Bardic Inspiration. Mantle of Inspiration says, as a bonus action, spend one use of Bardic Inspiration. Can I just do that now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that'll do that to grant 8 temporary hit points to up to 4 people I can see within 60 feet.
That should be everybody.
That
who
should
believes.
Be everybody.
Can I
except,
get everyone? Okay.
Except for Zabbis, I think. That's Zabbis. Zabbis retreated.
Sorry, Zabby. So 8 temporary hit points. Everyone gets them.
Everyone gets them.
Also, each creature can immediately use its reaction to move up to its speed.
Oh. Anybody so. Want? Anybody except for Zabbis want to move?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
Oh yeah, Juno especially.
Yeah. Do I have to do a Constitution saving throw before moving out of this?
Or I'm going to say that yes, you do.
Okay. 8.
8 won't do it. Let's see. That's
well,
another...
as long as I don't take 45 damage, I'm okay.
We can all move though, but like
everybody except for Zabbis can move. Juno, you take 23 damage as you choke your way out of the cloud.
I want to position myself. I want to, like, climb upstairs.
Okay.
No, I'm not going past any ghost Evacomes if any are still around, and I want it to be in a position where I can see everyone, because when I heal, I need to be able to see everyone.
You won't be able to see Zabbis.
Really? Zabbis isn't just behind me, though, right?
Zabbis retreated out of the cloud, so now there is the cloud, and then there is the hallway that you came in through.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can't see through the cloud?
You can't see through the cloud. It
all
is
right,
like
so
a...
I'll yeah. wait on Zabbis and just make sure I can see everyone else.
You
hey,
can see everyone else.
What's going on with Ghost Juno? Just hanging out?
Yeah, kind of like trying to get away a little bit. It can't get away, though. It's stuck to Juno.
Does it seem like it's trying to leave through the way we came in, or just any way
anywhere.
To get away?
Yeah, okay. Anyway. It's just trying to get away from Juno, but it can't.
Me, Margarine, I want to get... I need to get to Fletch.
Okay.
Because Fletch has the mirror shard, and I have
straight
the
mirror. Straight up. Straight up stairs, is... Stairs. Spiral stairs.
Yeah, spiral I'm spiral stairsing to Fletch, wherever
okay.
Fletch is.
You get closer, but you can't get there. Fletch, are you trying to go...
Yes.
Down to Margarine?
I believe there are spiral staircases going down.
Spiral! Okay.
What?
He just runs in a circle.
Yeah, that's what you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ran up. A spiral stair. What did...
Yeah, what?
What are you
that,
laughing at me
the
for?
Same thing?
You did the exact same thing.
Who said spiral?
I did.
Wrestle?
Oh, yeah. Spiral up and then spiral down.
I see what you're saying. I think that's silly. I was just going to like march in place and go up. Like a ladder. Well,
I suppose you could also ladder up, yes. So Margarine ladders up and Fletch spirals down.
Spiral down.
And you guys are now within like 10 feet of each other.
Great.
And so that is Fleck. Zabbis, you're up. You have retreated a little bit. You have the cloud in between you and everybody else. What do you do?
Fireball this fool.
No visibility. Just shoot it out.
Hail Mary.
So wait, between literally me and everyone else?
Yeah, like the cloud is like a sphere, a 20-foot sphere that was cast on the platform that you guys exited this hallway out of.
So if I go through it, I get like...
Potentially, you could succeed on your saving throw,
man.
Which no one has to this point.
Can I... I'm just going to dispel magic. I genuinely don't know what else to do. I'm just going to dispel magic on this cloud.
Okay. Roll a charisma check to see how much you can dispel.
Okay. But it's also, it's wild magic, so I think.
Yeah,
third level.
Yeah.
No, we're good.
Okay.
Nat 20.
Yeah.
The cloud
dissipates harmlessly.
Yes. Good work.
Yes. Juno, your turn.
All right, and with the cloud dissipating, can Juno see Zabbis?
Juno can see Zabbis.
All right.
Zabbis, you can see everything.
Juno is going to do the milking udders motion, also sometimes slandered as the double jerk-off motion as he casts prayer appealing.
You don't have to say that. You don't. You can just let that be.
He's getting ahead of it.
Prayer of Healing. What does that do?
I'm going to choose up to six creatures of your choice I can see within range. And that'll be all of us. And why not Madeiris?
Okay.
Everyone's healed for 17.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is now Madeiris' turn. Madeiris is going to yell in Draconic, "Rejoin the mirror!" And then he is going
like to... Like I've been saying!
And then he is going to breathe fire at Ivekome. There is an enormous 90-foot cone of fire that erupts from his mouth in the direction of Ivekome Prime, who is going to cast around himself a barrier of shimmering energy in a 10-foot radius that deflects some but not all of the fire. Looks like he takes some of that burn. It is the most vulnerable you have seen him since coming to this room, now that he does not have the mirror. It is his turn, Ivekome's.
What's he gonna do, Russell?
He's gonna annihilate us. No, I won't put that energy into the world. It's fine.
Okay, here's what's going to happen. Flagetti.
Yeah, what?
Ivekome points in your direction, and a thin green ray springs from his pointing finger. Make a dexterity saving throw.
10.
Take 60 damage.
What?
I am passed
out. Holy shit.
Spaghetti clown. Disintegrates.
Disintegrates?
Whoa, what?
What? No, wait, what is, James, what is your HP? What is your max HP?
66.
Oh my god.
So he shouldn't die.
He disintegrates.
What?
Spaghetti clown disintegrates into a pile of fine gray dust, leaving only the spaghetti fork in its place.
Oh my god.
But he doesn't have to leave the call.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I have to leave?
You've got
to
leave, James. Spaghetti clown disintegrates.
I didn't even get to say anything funny before I died.
That's life and death, I guess.
What?
Oh
god.
That was so fast.
He's gone.
Oh,
he left the call.
This is what it felt like?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm like stunned, but at the same time I try to like grab his ashes, I guess.
They've fallen, haven't, like, they're too far away.
They can't
fall.
Yeah, they just blow away.
Margarine, quick! And then I run to her to rejoin the mirror.
And I run to him to rejoin the mirror.
You stick the shard of mirror into the slot in the mirror shield that it looks like it goes. You see all the cracks denoting the 10 pieces of this mirror. Madeiris turns in your direction and unleashes a burst of flame from his mouth. You are wreathed in this energy. However, it does not hurt you.
Bring back bring back Flagetti. Bring back Flagetti.
I mean, Flack first, though.
Flack, well, yeah.
But is that you just say a wish into the mirror,
saying,
and then he
I'm
comes
saying
out?
Things. I don't know. I'm freaking
yes.
out. What? Yes. What?
Margarine said the magic word.
What was the? What did you say?
Please
wish.
I did wish.
The only things that can bring somebody back from a disintegration.
What?
Are a wish and a true resurrection, and in this moment of absolute pure magic cosmic divine energy, the absolute most powerful force in this universe is forging this mirror back together, and Margarine said wish Flack back to life.
As a joke for our podcast, I did it.
Chels, go get James.
Hey, James!
Oh my god, Beth, you just keep saving everyone from certain death.
Okay, first of all, let me just say that I was the one that said that bring Flag back, bring Flagetti back. And then, so I was the one that I started it.
Yes,
but
yes,
I finished it.
That's true. Margarine said wish him back. Fletch has to do it.
I wish that Flack was back, alive, and not disintegrated.
You guys, I just want to kill somebody.
No.
That was pure accident.
Yeah.
That's how some stuff happens.
My brain was like, Fletch needs to react to him just disintegrating, so I started freaking out.
Wow.
I am shocked.
Midiris engulfs you in this fiery sphere as he reforges the mirror. You watch as the cracks in the mirror melt together into a pool of molten silver. The mirror, as it reforms into one cohesive piece, Margarine, in a moment of desperation, wish Flack back. Fletch says into the mirror, I wish Flack was back and alive and not disintegrated. The disintegrated bits of Flack, all these little dust particles swirl together, and Flack Tansen, naked as the day he was born, reforms next to this mirror.
Wow.
I immediately go and hug him.
Hey, buddy!
You're back!
Wow!
It worked!
Wait! Hey, what happened? I'm not Cloud!
You disintegrated, and I started freaking out, and I say, Flack, come back! I want Flack back!
And I was like, lol, just say a wish into the mirror!
And I said, I wish Flack was back and wasn't disintegrated.
And it fucking worked!
Wait, that mirror's a wishing mirror? I wish I had clothes!
The moment is over.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that,
you
man.
Don't have access to that kind of magic anymore. It is now Margarine's turn.
Do I have my guitar?
You have nothing.
My uke?
I have nothing. You have nothing. The spaghetti fork is still around.
I pick it up. And I use the... does it still have noodles on it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's in front of my crotch. Glad ass noodles, because the tines you could see through.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh,
Margaret,
my God.
It's your turn.
It sure is. Man, what? Can I point the mirror at Eva Kome?
You can.
Does anything happen?
There's a horrible screeching sound. The ghosts all instantly burst into a shower of sparks. There is a huge screeching noise, and there is an eruption of green energy that centered on Ivakome that
spews forth
in a sphere from him. When this sphere of green mystic energy gets to Juno, you see the green ghost of Juno disappear.
Huh.
Goes away. Margarine sees, no one else sees. Juno, your vision is now clear.
Mm.
There is a shudder, like an earthquake. You guys are kind of jostled a little bit. Make dexterity saving throws. Let's see if anybody's knocked on their feet.
28.
14.
7.
23.
17.
Zabbis is knocked over. Everybody else manages to keep their feet. There is a shudder. The lava underneath you starts to rise.
Oh.
The clothes that Ivakomi is wearing start to catch fire.
Haha!
Nice. Can you pass an action to me?
Can I pass an action to him? Because we kind of worked together on that last round.
Sure.
I'm just going to hold the mirror on Ivakomi.
Okay.
And not at Fletch.
I'd like to cast Walk on Water.
Why would you do that?
Because it applies to any liquid surface. So... that way we can walk on lava and like none of us will fall in the lava and die.
That's true. That
Holy
will work.
Fuck.
Yeah. So
awesome.
All five of us plus Madeiras.
Is lava liquid?
Lava is a liquid.
Yeah, man.
It is viscous.
I'm not going to get into lava and magma. It's lava.
Yeah.
Magma.
Zabbis, it's your turn.
What? I'm just on my ass. I got knocked over.
You just fell over. You can stand up.
Am I by everyone now?
You're still on the platform, so you're closer, but you're
okay. I'm gonna go down the mime staircase. No, I'm gonna do like the press the button and take the elevator down.
That works.
So I theoretically can cast something with a 20-foot radius sphere, and it wouldn't
get anybody else. Yes, something theoretical like fireball.
Yeah, but, I mean, let's see. God damn it. No, we're good. Ooh. Yes.
This might be the first successful fireball against enemies.
I think it might be.
8d6.
37.
Okay. 37. Your fireball erupts on Ivakome, exploding into a brilliant ball of fire. He screams out in agony and is now completely engulfed in flames. All you can see through the flames that are surrounding him is his horrible half-ghost, half-zombie, half-cat face. Juno, it's your turn.
When's Flack's turn?
It was...
Oh, right.
Yeah, it used to be before Zavis.
Well, I crossed you out when you died.
Well, I'm back, baby.
It's Flack's turn.
All right. I know I haven't had too much luck with these spells against the wisdom saving throw of this asshole, but maybe if he's on fire, no, that wouldn't really affect wisdom. I don't care. I'm going to try it anyway. I'm going to cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter so that fucker can just fall down laughing as he burns to death.
Damn.
No. He fails.
What? He fails?
Ooh. He fails.
Oh, my God.
So hold on a second. You tried to turn him into a turtle. He turned you into a turtle. You got back to your normal Flaggetti self. Then you spitefully tried to turn him into a turtle. And now you're naked, butt naked, and you cast a spell that made him laugh while he's on fire. Like, this is the most spiteful character move I've ever...
He disintegrated you.
Yeah.
He did disintegrate me.
He straight murdered you.
Who has the last laugh now? I guess you!
It's what you wanted!
Juno, it's your turn.
So, Yakomi is on fire, laughing. Is he now falling, too?
No, he's still floating up where he is.
Okay. Is he, though?
Yeah. He's a very powerful person. He can keep track of where ground is.
To heal or to hurt?
Dude, that guy is prone and laughing and on fire. There has never been a better opportunity to hurt him.
He's going to cast Guiding Bolt, send it right towards the flaming Ivakome.
Okay. Advantage, since he's prone.
Okay. Oh, good. That was a bad roll. 21.
21 will hit.
Ooh, dang. Get ready to take 4d6 radiant damage. 20 radiant damage.
The brilliant flash of light slams into the burning, laughing Ivakome. You see that this kind of blows away his physical form, leaving only his ghostly image in its place, which still is on fire. It is now Madeiras' turn. Madeiras drops the protective barrier that he has been holding over this portal and now flies in your direction in a big arc, scooping all of you up. He says, "Please jump on my back."
Yes, this is what I wanted.
Oh, okay. The lava underneath you is rising at a very fast rate now. The entire room is shaking. Madeiras flies around and kind of collects each of you. And then he flies in the direction of Ivakome, chomping down at him with his giant jaws.
Ooh.
There is a huge, huge explosion of this green energy. You're all just engulfed by it. Even though you're standing on the dragon, you're knocked. You're with no rolls or anything. You are knocked backwards. You grab onto a scale or a horn or a fin or anything you can to try to hang on to Madeiras. And then you, with great, great speed, are flying upward towards the roof of this cavern. You burst through it, through the stone itself, the lava nipping at your heels. The volcano erupts. And you explode from it behind you, the cloud of ash and lava erupting as lightning just cascades all over you as this energy interacts with the atmosphere. You see this wave of green energy go over the entirety of the island of Oyakoto, the parent island of Oyakoto, as you erupt from this cavern and are now flying above it on the back of Madeiras. You see it ripple out over the greater archipelago, and in the distance there is a faint shimmer of silvery light from the Child Island, and you are flying high above the islands of Oyakoto.
Ooh.
Nowhere below you do you see a ghost or any kind of green light. There are no longer the ghost ships in the bay. The force of the eruption has blown out the torches that were protecting the citizenry from the ghosts. All of those are extinguished. There is a bright, shining sun washing over these islands as lava falls over the sides of the mountain.
D&D&D is executive produced, written, and edited by me, James Gressel. Co-produced and additional mixing by Joel Arnold. Our original music is by Jeremy Nisato. Hear more of Jeremy's music at jeremynisato.com. D&D&D is performed by James A. Janisse, Chelsea Rebecca, Beth Radloff, Mike Saigan, and Joel Arnold. Next time on D&D&D.
With a jolt, the force of the portal stops. You don't feel that push or pull anymore, but you look around and all you see are flames. The sky itself looks to be burning with yellows and oranges, and when you are able to look down as Madeiras banks, you see ground below you that looks like the embers of a simmering bonfire.
Guys, I know we killed a lot of people. I didn't expect we were going to go to hell, though.
I mean, I did,
never but... did! This one's on you guys! You took me to hell! Well,
you know, you are the company you keep.